Masechta Shviyas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The next two Mishnahs are coming to explain a little more about the Stei Ilan, the tree field of trees, and its halachas that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel, Echad Ilan Srak, whether it's a non-fruit-bearing tree, Vechad Ilan Michal, whether it's a tree that does produce edible fruit. Ryan Isan, when we're coming to calculate if the tree is large enough that these three trees will make a stei ilan, a tree field that you can plow the entire field up until Shavuos in the sixth year, Ryan Isan, we look at them ki'ilu heim te'enim, as if they were fig trees, and we calculate if they're the size that imriim lasas kikir tvela shel shishim mana b'talki, if they would be large enough to produce enough figs to make a block of figs that would a block of pressed figs that would weigh the 60 Italian mana. So if they're of that size, even though they're not actually fig trees and they're not actually producing fruit, but they're the same size equivalent of such a fruit tree, then charshin kol beisa b'shvil, and then you'll be able to plow the entire beisa area for their benefit of these trees, even after Pesach, when you're no longer allowed to plow the wheat fields up until Shavuos. Pachas mikan, but if the trees are smaller than that, ein cherson lem el tzarkan, you can only plow only the needs of that tree, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, is just the mole ha'ere v'sale, just the amount of space it takes for the picker and his basket, which is two amas around the tree. Mishnah dalet. Haya achad aisa kikar dvela. If one of these three trees was able to make this measurement, this kikar dvela, this loaf of pressed figs that weighed 60 Italian coins, ushnayim einaisin, but the other two trees were not so big, they couldn't produce that amount. Or vice versa, ushnayim einaisin, two of the trees were large enough to make that amount, ve'echad einaisin, but one of them was not enough. So then, you don't have the requirement to make it a tree field. So ein cherson lem el tzarkan, you can only plow just the bare minimum needs of these trees, which is the two amas around it. These are the requirements that the trees need to be this large. If there's only 3 to 9 trees, up until 9. But hayu asara, me'asara lamala, once there's 10, and 10 and up, so once you reach this number, then bein eisen, bein she'enin eisen, whether they're big enough to produce this amount or not, charshin kol beisa b'shvil, and you can plow the entire beisa area for the benefits of these trees. Once there's 10 or more trees, even if they're smaller, then we do assume that the entire beisa is, plowing the entire beisa is benefiting these trees, because there's so many trees here, and it would allow you to, it would give it a status of a sedei ilan, that you can go and plow the entire area, even after Pesach, up until Shavuos. Now the Mishnah brings the sources in the Pasuk. A dispute, if it's from the actual Pasuk, or it's not from the Pasuk, that it's forbidden to plow already before the seventh year at the end of the sixth year. So the Mishnah says, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Becharish ubakatzer tishpais. You should rest from plowing and harvesting. Now this Pasuk is actually written in amongst Psukim that are discussing the halachas of Shabbos. However, it's not necessary to teach us that you're not allowed to plow and harvest in Shabbos, because we already mentioned that elsewhere in the Torah. And so this Mishnah learns, this Tana, the first Tana, Tana Kama, understands that it's talking about a different scenario. It's talking about on Shemitah, the halachas of Shemitah. And the Mishnah says, Ein tzarech leimer charis v'katzah shel shvi'is. It's also not necessary to teach us that you can't plow and harvest on Shemitah itself, because that also is said beferish, it says explicitly regarding the seventh year itself, that you can't plow and harvest. Al rather, what is this pasuk coming to teach me? Charish shall erev shvius shehu nichnas b'shvius. It's coming to teach me, one, plowing from before shvius, before the seventh year. This is at the end of the sixth year. Shehu nichnas b'shvius, that's going to enter, it's going to affect what's entering into the seventh year. And it's also coming to teach me, v'katzer shel shviyas shehu yetzi l'maitzer shviyas, harvesting things that grew during shviyas, that you want to harvest l'maitzer shviyas after the seventh year is already over, on the beginning of the eighth, so that also is forbidden to do a harvest on that. That's if someone against the halacha planted on Shemitah, and now he has things that grew for after Shemitah, or if there happened to be seeds that accidentally were left on the ground that grew, so then it would cause things to grow for after Shemitah. So that's included in this prohibition. So there's two things. It's prohibited plowing at the end of the sixth year and harvesting what grew during Shemitah, harvesting it after Shemitah. That's the first time in the Mishnah, that he has a source in the Pasuk that prohibits plowing at the end of the sixth year. However, Rabbi Shmuel says that this Pasuk is talking about the Hilchos Shabbos, like it's discussing in the other Pesukim in the same area. And even though we know that you can't plow and harvest on Shabbos, there's still something new to teach us regarding Shabbos. What does it teach us? It teaches us Ma'acharis Rishus, just like the plowing that you do that's forbidden on Shabbos is referring to plowing of Rishus, voluntary plowing that's not for a mitzvah, Av Katsir Rishus, so too harvesting that's forbidden on Shabbos is also harvesting of Rishus that's voluntary and not for a mitzvah. Yatzak Tzir Aymer, this is coming to exclude the harvesting for the Aymer, which is a carbon that was brought on the 16th of Nisan, that they would harvest barley from the new crop, and that was not a Rishus, it wasn't voluntary, it was a mitzvah, and it's excluded from this Pasuk that only plowing and harvesting of a Rishus, voluntary, is usher to do on Shabbos, but the one that's for a mitzvah, for Tzir Aymer, harvesting for the carbon Aymer, which is a mitzvah, is allowed to be done on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel disagrees that this Pasuk is not telling you anything about Shemitah. It's talking about Hilchos Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no source for the prohibition to plow at the end of the sixth year before Shemitah. There's no source in the Pesukim in the Torah. Rather, the Mefarshim teach to tell us that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai, just something that was taught orally to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai and passed down generation to generation. We discussed this in the first Mishnah. The Rav discusses it over there, that the nafkamina, the difference in halacha between the two things, although we treat a halacha Moshe m'Sinai the same thing as something that's mefirsh in the Torah, that it has, it's considered midaraisa, biblical, still the difference would be if it applies after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. If it's learned from a pasuk, then it applies even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. If it's learned from halacha Moshe m'Sinai, then it's limited only to the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rav speaks out in the first Mishnah that says that there's that it's forbidden to plow at the end of the sixth year. He says nowadays Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezin Paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, that there's no source in the Torah, it's halacha Moshe m'Sinai, and therefore now that we're living after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, this halacha is not applicable and it would be permitted to plow up until the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the seventh year.